This is June the 24th, 2018, the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and this word is the draining the swamp. The draining of the swamp is nothing new. It is actually history repeating itself by divine design. All right, I'm going to look at a scripture right quick. This is Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. The plot and scheme through their regimes, the heap it up and sneak around trying to hide it free. Let me read that again. The plot and scheme through their regimes. They heap it up and sneak around trying to hide it from me. No matter how much they do it, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to my children, and I always make sure it finds itself into their hands, back into their hands. He gave it to us in Genesis 28. Call for it. It belongs to you. Just as Genesis chapter 28, when God told Adam, gave him the commission, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. So he said, use all the resources. Now, we know Garden of Eden's in Africa. I was listening to something this week about how they have ravaged Africa because Africa has such rich resources, diamond mines, gold, silver. They've just stripped it. They've gone in there and made slaves of, well, the first part of it was, you know, what was the Civil War about? These elite going in there and taking these people captive, the ones that are ranting and stuff today over here. I'm thinking, give them back, give them back. That's all they're going to do. We didn't do it, but those elites did. Why? Because they wanted their diamond mines. They wanted all their resources. God says those resources was given to the sons of God to use them in the service of the kingdom of God. They toil and spin to no avail, for the wealth does not belong to them. I let them toil and spin for it, but I drain the swamp and let my children have it all. Have all they've toiled and spun over. So they've been heaping up. There's a scripture that talks about they've been heaping up riches for the last days. I mean, they've been heaping up. They've been trying to do their Agenda 21, kill 7 million people, just leave enough to work for us and do our bidding, but we're going to go in and take all the gold. You know, Hitler Germany, they took all the gold fillings out of all the Jews' mouths, all their jewelry from them, all their precious art, all their stuff that they had, all their riches, to heap it up for themselves. Same old spirit. But it's like it's got a tracker. It knows its real owner. Beep, 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 beep. It's like it's crying out, I'm here, I'm here, call for me, call for me. They can't keep it. It's not theirs. It's like it's got a life of its own. It's going, nyah. It's been happening all through the Old and New Testament. How could someone say there's no such thing as a wealth transfer? He's done it over and over and over again all through the Bible. Just read it. He's done it for Israel, I don't know how many times. They were off their land for 1,800 years. Okay. All right, Proverbs 10:22. It's not theirs. It will never be theirs. All that gold in the World Trade Center, they went through all that, murdered 3,000 people to get it. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And Amplified says, neither does toiling increase it. This is not money we've toiled for, and it's rightfully ours. It has never been my plan for you to earn it, but to receive it. Psalms 105:37. I brought them out of Egypt, laden with silver and gold. They spoiled the Egyptians. They stripped them. It said there wasn't a weak or sick among them. Laden with silver and gold. If that wasn't a reset, I don't know about it. All the money, the Egyptians were idol worshipers. They served Satan. They used it to do my plan, same as in the days of Cyrus. When they went in exile in Babylon, 70 years, here comes Cyrus. He drained the swamp. They went in and invaded Babylon. He took all the vessels. See, all this, there's no telling how many billions of dollars in gold was in that temple. Nebuchadnezzar took all that stuff out of the temple. Cyrus seized all of that and gave it back to the Jews to go build their second temple. Or not a second temple. That's not right. Got my chronological stuff messed up. But anyway, what was stolen from them was given back to them. That's what Cyrus did. And then Nehemiah went in and built it. Okay. First thing they did was build the wall. Sound familiar? build that wall! I was listening to a speech, and because all this immigration mess, and you could hear him say, build that wall! Build that wall! Well, he went in. They were able to build the wall. Okay. They used it to do my plan, same as in the days of Cyrus, a release of wealth. This is my way. This is where you are headed. Try to stop toiling and spinning. Joshua 24:13. I was telling Amber, I said, because of what's coming, you know, it seems like the warfare's been pretty heavy. But look what's coming. The Lord's not asking for us to pay for the gospel to go forth. He is supplying it. He's given us more than we could ever ask or think to supply it. Joshua 24:13, I've given you a land for which you did not labor and cities you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat from vineyards and olive yards you did not plant. Now therefore, reverently fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. There's different places where it talks about, I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. Lands that you, or vineyards you didn't cultivate. Cisterns you didn't dig. This is how I've always wanted it to be, free, free, free. It's always been my people, but guess what? The devil stole it. I allow it to happen, and then when I've had enough, I rip it out of his hands and give it back to the rightful owners. It's usually when somebody stands up in their authority and starts saying, I've had it, devil. I've had it, strong man. I bind you and I spoil your house. You. That's what I'm talking, who I'm talking to, you. There are no shortages on this earth, not oil or water or gold or silver. It's all been hidden by the thief, and now my church will receive relief. All that has been stolen will be recovered and to finish my work on the earth. Release. Isaiah 45:3. This is about Cyrus. I just put here Cyrus Trump. Isaiah. Where are you, Isaiah? There you are. Mm-hmm. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. I think I had a teaching a few weeks ago about, wasn't it hidden treasures or, yeah. In the day of Cyrus, this is the day of Cyrus Trump. No shortage of any resources are coming, so my will can be done on the earth as it is in heaven. That's all.